Welcome to another edition of the Spitter Podcast. What do you mean, another edition? Of course there's been another edition. Yes, it's been just 8 long years since there was the last one posted, but hey, you know what? Blame the management.
You mean yourself.
Exactly. I'm Bob Moffitt. This is Andrew Moffitt. We are on Andrew's 8th grade field trip, where we see historical sites along the eastern seaboard and see as many baseball games as we can. And
lose as much sleep as we can.
And lose several hours of our lives to various sleep-depriving agents, including trying to get hotel rooms because the other ones may have been canceled. But the primary focus of this podcast today is baseball. And last night we saw our first game at Citi Field. Junior here has a green and white Mets cap newly purchased for a low, low price of $75. I would highly recommend if you go to ballparks that you buy swag at the local rip-off counter or the local Rite Aid instead of at the ballpark. And what'd you think of the field, dude?
It was okay. It seemed a lot of, like, angle. Did not seem smooth like other ballparks at the end. It was just square box. There was, like, nothing other than squares.
Was that because of the giant monitors in right field that were...
Probably.
So you had the giant monitor, which was nice, except they didn't play any video, really, except for, like, the one base hit they got. There were a couple close calls, plays at second base, and there was nothing on the big screen. So that was kind of disappointing. There was another big screen up tucked behind that, but if you're on the first base side of the field,
you cannot see it.
It was really difficult to see. I didn't even know it was there until, like, the third inning, and the guy in front of us pointed it out. The game started off great if you're Marlins fans. Munoz was the pitcher for the Marlins and went 5 2/3 innings of no-hit baseball. This is the, I believe, 6th time I've gone to a baseball game and seen a no-hitter through at least 5 innings. One was in Texas, a couple in San Francisco. I saw Hideo Nomo go really deep into a couple of games against the Giants, and then saw one in Oakland. Never seen a full no-hitter. Thought we might have a chance today because New York's offense looked terrible. And then they finally got into the bullpen, and not much in the way of success there either, until finally the bottom of the 9th. And the Marlins have put 2 home runs on the board. Berger, and then
Jazz,
who hit one out to right. So anyway, their Marlins are up 2, bottom of the 9th. And then things get interesting. Lindor, who got the leadoff.
I think it was Lindor.
And then stole a base. And then Nimmo struck out. So bottom of the 9th, it ends up being J.D. Martinez. So J.D. comes up and swings at a slider, watches a fastball go outside, and then the next pitch he gets.
And hit a moonshot into right center to end the game.
Place goes crazy. It's bedlam. It's a 3-2 walk-off win. It is J.D. Martinez's first ever walk-off home run. You believe that?
Whoever got that ball in the stands is making money right now.
J.D. Martinez, yeah, first ever walk-off home. So that was pretty awesome. And Mr. Goldman, sitting in front of us with his son Miles, calls J.D. Martinez's shot like 2 batters beforehand. He's like, you know what? I just got a feeling. I think J.D.'s going to go yard. Right. Uh-huh. Sure. Okay. It was cool. What did you... The game was played about as well as it could have been played, wasn't it?
Yeah. The Marlins got like 3 times as many hits as the Mets, just except they couldn't get any home because once a runner or 2 got on base, our pitchers would just strike out the side. They would just...
Yeah, there were, I think it was at one point, it was 4 strikeouts for Mets batters and 1 strikeout for Marlins batters. So the Marlins are doing a great job of putting the ball in play. They just were not doing a great job of putting the ball in play for base hits when they needed a run scored. First run that the Mets scored, first time I've ever seen or heard fans. I had a guy, we had the Boo guy. We had Boo guy behind us. Boo guy booed for grounding into a double play, even though his team had scored a run, which was interesting. Severino pitched for the Mets, went six full, 101 pitches, two strikeouts, two walks, and really did everything you could have asked of him. He gave up the one homer to Berger, and then relief came in and promptly gave up a home run. The outside of the park was cool. You walk up, it's brick, big City Field sign. Oh.
Staff was nice.
Staff was great because I've got to give a big – God, how do I do this with a 12-year-old boy sitting next to me? I have to be a big thumbs down. Big thumbs down to the ballpark app. So I registered, got tickets online, did this in January, walked up to the stadium, and I cannot get the tickets to come up on the ballpark app because my phone has a different email connected to it. And so even though I connect my other email to that email, I am now hosed. I can't get the tickets to pop up. But the ticket agent, very nice man named Brian. Brian from Long Island. Brian was awesome. And Brian hooked me up, looked up my tickets, sent them to me in a text, and we were able to get in. So that made the best out of what could have been a really bad situation. So big thumbs down to the MLB ballpark app, which does not allow you to do what you need to do. So any other thoughts? What did you think about how was the hot dog?
It was a hot dog.
Hey, how was
not much I can say about that. It was just a basic hot dog.
Oh, come on. You've had Farmer John hot dogs, which taste like yuck.
Crap.
Yes. And then you've got Angus beef hot dogs, which are amazing. This was a pretty good hot dog.
It was kind of the middle of the road, except I wish that they would have given me a bigger bun, since the hot dog was like an inch too big on either side and the bun was small.
Which is fine, except that hot dogs at the ballpark are now roughly the diameter of a pencil. So that kind of was not exactly thrilling. But, you know, we got a lot of fries. So for $15, we got a hot dog and fries, which I guess is...
Well, I thought it was two hot dogs and two fries.
It was for $30 plus drinks. Yeah, and by the way, I don't know why we got two souvenir cups. One souvenir cup would have been fine. We don't need two souvenir cups. Remember that when you go to the park. Just get one. You're not going to use all four. Just get the one. Any other thoughts about the Mets game? Oh, I got one, which was the gift shop we went to. We went to the high-priced gift shop where the hat was $75 and everything else was like,
$150.
Yeah, at least.
The lowest thing except for a hat was like $150, and then I found a jersey that was like $2,000.
Oh, my God. But right across the way, there was like this whole giant like MLB store, which probably had
the same thing
stuff.
For like half the price.
But the other thing is, like, if you're looking for Mets gear, don't go to Chinatown in Queens because they don't have any. You might as well be in Chinatown in China, because does Chinatown have a China or vice versa? I don't really know.
Every single town in China is Chinatown.
That's an excellent point. We enjoyed ourselves. It was a great game. We sat with some great people. Shout out to them. Goldman's man called the shot. It was beautiful, and it was a great day. So I want to thank you for joining us on the first episode of the Spitter Podcast.
Technically second.
In a dog's age. And we're going to have more. We're going to hopefully see four more games while we're here. We'll bring you a podcast from each one, kind of let you know how it goes. And thanks for checking us out. And we'll catch you later on the Spitter.com.
Now I need to do more work.